Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our most esteemed listeners, because as you know, today is the most solemn and sacred and grave day of Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala, as well as the martyrdom of his loyal companions and also many of his blessed family members. A lot of our esteemed listeners are in Karbala right now or walking there in the procession of Arba'een towards Karbala. And we would like to ask them to remember all of us in our prayers. And then for those of our listeners who are not there, again, we would like to offer our condolences to them. Today on The Key, we would like to ask a question. And that question is, what is the significance of Arba'een? Why is it so important? Fortunately, we have an answer to this in the form of a beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam regarding the Arba'een. This hadith is a part of a more general hadith which is about the signs of a believer. Imam Askari alayhi salam said, Alamatul mu'min khams. There are five signs of the believer. Now, it should be mentioned that if you pay attention to these five things, you will see that all of these are the distinctions of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, meaning that these are like, you know, these are things and kind of customs that the Shia and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, they observe, and this distinguishes, one of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt from the followers of other Makatib. Imam Askari alayhi salam said that there's five signs for the believer, for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. Salatul Khamsin, the first is the 50 rakats or units of prayer, both recommended and obligatory, that the believer performs every day. Waziyaratul Arba'een, second is the homage and the ziyarat that a person recites on the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. وَاتَّخَتْتُمُ فِي الْيَمِينَ, wearing the ring in the right finger, in the right hand, right? This is another sign of the believer. وَتَعَفِيرُ الْجَبِينَ, and the fourth is placing the forehead on dust in the prostration that one performs in the ritual prayer in the Salat. Finally, there is Wal Jahru bi Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reciting the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim of the Surah Fatiha explicitly, loudly, again in the prayer. These are the five signs of the believer. Right, so the significance of Arba'een, what is it? It's one of the signs of the believer. It's one of the distinctions of the believer and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in Wasa'il al-Shia, volume 10, page 375. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the significance of the day of Arba'een. In the words of Imam Askari alayhi salam, we would again like to offer our condolences to our listeners today. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.